Blog Talk Radio.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing? You all right?
Amen. So glad to be with you this morning. Thank God for you and for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And we are grateful to God for another day. Let me tell you, last night, the Harvest Festival, Lord, have mercy. I think the number they gave me now is 530 children. It was a blast. It was, wow. That's all I can say is wow. It was amazing. And to be able to impact the community in this way was such a blessing. It was just great. It was great. I pray that you were there. We had children from all over, from the community, from everywhere. And it was just so wonderful to do it. I'm so grateful to our church. I'm grateful to the members and the volunteers who had to really, really put so much into being able to do it. It was just phenomenal, phenomenal. So I want to thank you. And it's our 14th annual. This is one of the events that we have been doing since we started the church, and it's just a blessing. It's such a blessing. I want to thank you for all that you did to be a part of it and to make it such an amazing success. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anytime that children are just happy and they have nothing to fear, they're not worried about anything. Parents are able to let the children roam and just have fun. And kids are able to be upstairs and outside and be game trucks. And it was just wonderful. And I'm grateful to God. We could never do it without the significant support and help from our members. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for making it possible to do this for young people, for children, and the thing I love is they don't have to be part of our church, they don't have to anything like that. And so every year, we get emails or we get phone calls, whatever, people asking, you know, we wants me describing it and show people what we're doing. I said, well, how much is it? And I take such joy in saying nothing. It is absolutely free, absolutely free. And so thank you, Hope, for being such an amazing church where we can offer such an event to the church community and the community at large, and without any charge, and to be able to do it with such class and, you know, it's just amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So tonight, we are coming together in our recharge for prayer. We're going to come, we're going to pray, we're going to get on our faces before the Lord. We're going to pray and just believe God to break some yokes in us. And I'm just excited about that. So you make sure you're there, 7 o'clock at our East New York campus. We are going to pray. We're going to pray. So if you want to pray, and if you need God to hear you, and you want to make your way to Hope Christian Center, the East New York campus, you want to be there, and we're going to take that time to pray and seek God for whatever is going on in your life and whatever is going on in the life of the church. And so just make sure that you are there and a part of what God is doing. Amen. 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 Want to just pray for tonight. I want to pray that we will be open to releasing whatever it is that's in us, that we might talk to God. I want to pray that God would meet us in that place, that he would meet us in that place and want the power of God to be there. So the song, Let Your Power Fall, Let Your Power Fall, when your name is called, prove doubt is wrong. You're so mighty and strong. Fight this battle for me. Help my unbelief. And I will share with all my friends that you, God, have won it. You've won again. So our prayer, let your power fall. When we come to this place and call out your name, and God, prove that doubt is wrong, including us. We have doubts. Prove us wrong, because we believe that you are mighty and strong. We lay this out for you to fight this battle for me. Lord, help my unbelief. And I promise you that I'm going to tell all my friends that you, God, by yourself, you've won. You've won again. Father, thank you. We love you. We are grateful to you. We honor you, God, for you are awesome. There's none like you. And we thank you for your amazing power. We thank you for your grace and your compassion. We thank you that your mercies fail not. We thank you, God, that your mercies have never left us and you are consistently with us. And so, God, I pray that you would minister and help us. I pray that you would speak to us. We want to pray that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. We confess we've fallen short, we missed the mark. God, we know we have messed up. We don't need to ask if we have sinned. We don't need to say anything ridiculous like, if we have sinned. We don't need to do that. We know without any doubt that we have missed the mark. We have fallen short. We have sinned before you. So God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for the things is wrong, the stuff that we've done that does not please you. We ask for your complete and total forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord. And so now, God, we pray that you would help us to continue to be thankful. We're thankful to you for the doors you open. We're thankful for the blessings that you've given us. We're thankful for the ways that you've made, the doors that you continue to open for us. And so thank you, Lord, for our family. Thank you for our church family and the volunteers and the members. And thank you for every person that was there, whose life we were able to impact last night, that they might know that you love them and you love them with an everlasting love. So thank you, God, just for what you're doing. And now, God, we pray and ask that you would meet us tonight. Meet us, God, in a place of prayer. Release the Holy Spirit in that place now. Release the Holy Spirit over our hearts now, so that, God, when we come into your house, we don't come for anything other than to pray. We come ready for you to talk to us and for us to share with you what's on our hearts. So, God, meet us. Bless us, Lord God. Answer our issues. Answer our prayers. Give us strength. Give us patience. Give us wisdom. God, we're going to leave. We're going to leave your house. We're going to leave your house blessed. We're going to leave your house renewed. We're going to leave your house lifted. We're going to leave your house anointed. We're going to leave your house, God, knowing that you have heard us and that you're healing us. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We love you. We love you, God, and we thank you. Bless us tonight. Bless us today throughout the day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. And come meet us tonight for prayer at 7 o'clock at our East New York campus, corner of New Lots and Pennsylvania in Brooklyn. God bless you.